Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What is going on? You are listening to Tags Podcast, aka Talk About Gay Sex Podcast, and I'm your host, Steve V. This is episode 318 alongside Lincoln. How you doing, Lincoln?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Really good, really good. Joining us, of course, is Cody Maurice Doggett. Cody, how you doing?
Hello, darlings. I'm doing wonderful this lovely, chilly evening.
Oh, chilly. Really?
Yes. I know.
I, of course, it's my final night in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and it's in the 80s.
Oh, so jealous.
I know. I was on the beach earlier, and then I came back and went and saw the sunset on the roof, which was really beautiful. I just love sunsets. It's my favorite time.
I'm so jealous.
Well, it's Thanksgiving week, and a little later we're going to be sharing, do a little couple round robins of what we're thankful for this year, and you will be hearing a lot about PV in that thankful messaging.
I'll go before then. I'll go right after I share.
Okay. Go. Yeah. One thing, and Lincoln, I'd be curious to hear. So I went, there's this bar here called La Noche, and they have really upped their game since they opened years ago. And one of the things they have, not just go-go dancers, but pole dancers, and they're all like practically on their downtime. I feel like they're in a Cirque du Soleil show. They must be, because and they're stellar. And each one has their own unique vibe. Someone's like more dancer vibe, but twirling and spinning on the pole. Another one's more muscly guy doing his version of it. And I met, wouldn't you know it, when you travel, you end up meeting somebody from your own city. I met a fellow New Yorker who ended up telling me that he takes pole dancing class at Crunch.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to take a class with him now. Yeah, when I get back. But cool. Is that on your roster of classes?
Like, yeah, we do it private. We don't do a full big class because we have room for, I think, 6 poles. So we do a semi-private with pole. That's been around in the fitness world for a while. It's really fun. You're going to have a great time doing it.
Cool. And if, I mean, all levels can take this, right? I mean, on day one, you're not hanging off the rafters, right?
And no, not at all. Did you ever do upside the climb? Did you ever do the trapeze out on the West Side Highway?
I didn't. You're talking about the thing in Sex and the City. They did it as well, right?
It was. Yeah. I think it's still out there, actually. You can, like, your hands might get a little chafed, or the back of your knees might get a little chafed. So just prepare for that and go gentle and you'll be fine.
Okay. No different from my knees getting chafed from being on my knees. For other reasons.
Does it help if you wear... Can you wear gloves on the pole? Is that a thing?
That I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. But I don't, maybe. I don't. That's one I don't teach.
Okay. Got it. Right. Yeah. I will report back on that. All right. Well, let's get into some hot topics, because a little later we've got advice for some listeners. And let's get right into it. This came, there's two stories, but one of them, a Louisiana man was tortured and nearly strangled to death by a Grindr hookup, but says he still uses the app. Yeah. So after chatting with a man on the gate on Grindr, on and off for a year, Holden White, who's only 18, decided to meet up with him in June of 2020. White is a college student, said he agreed to be handcuffed by Chance Seneca, who was 19 at the time, because he was interested in trying something new. But then Seneca pulled out a loaded pistol, White said. He then, a quote here, he then began to strangle me that lasted for 30 to 40 minutes to the point that every blood vessel in my face ruptured. He said he lost consciousness and woke up naked in a bath with 6 stab wounds to his throat. And Jesus. In an affidavit, I know, he also fell into a coma and spent days intubated in a hospital. Despite all that, he says he frequently uses Grindr and other dating apps. I use all of the apps because I don't blame them 100% for what happened to me, he said during a video call. Nowadays, White takes more precautions, he said. Since the incident, I don't go to their home anymore, he said. I either meet them in public or they come to my house because he lives in an apartment and he has roommates, so it's safer that way. That coupled up with Lil Nas X, we always were reporting on, recently was asked by GQ magazine, do you go on, when asked to clarify if a DM hookup was on Instagram or Grindr hookup, Nas elaborated, no, I can't do Grindr anymore. I'd get murdered. I literally probably would get murdered is what Lil Nas X said. And I mean, what is going on with the apps? And when we really have to not just worry about who we're going to meet, but that you can actually get murdered. And Lincoln, what do you think about this guy that says he would still use the apps and he doesn't blame the apps? Because some are calling for them to take more precautions.
I agree with him 100%. It's like blaming the car for the person who ran into you. It doesn't make sense. It's an app to meet people. It doesn't have any filter if someone's crazy or not. You can meet the same crazy person at 7-Eleven or at the gas station or at the gym. I could tell you a horror story about the Midtown gym. My friend met someone there and he was murdered in his apartment. It can happen anywhere. It's not about the app. Yeah. You can't blame the app. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, right. Obviously, no, I agree. I mean, I think though, when like your friend or this, sadly, or this guy, I mean, they show a picture of the guy in the hospital, literally, when he says his veins were burst, all of them, that you can see all that. Cody, what are your thoughts on this? Like, would you have the same optimistic approach to go back and sort of adjust how you approach the apps?
By the way, sorry to interrupt you, Cody. I'm not saying I would jump back on the app, by the way. Yeah. I'm just not blaming the app. I would turn and go, wait a minute. Who am I looking for on there? Is this a healthy thing for me to do in the way I see hooking up on this device? So, but I wouldn't blame the device. I would look at his own behavior of what exactly is he saying and into. And like, what's funny is there's the app called Recon where you look for people that want to do stuff like that. So this is a predator on a normal, like Facebook basic thing. Do you know what I mean? So I would look at his behavior, but I would not blame the app. And if I did that, I probably would not get back on anything like that. I would go, this isn't good for my health. I was in the emergency room. I think I need to meet someone at like 100%. A pottery making class or something.
Church, honey. I would go to church.
Exactly. Go take a pole dancing class. You'll meet some guy there.
And we should clarify too what you're saying too, because like on Recon, it's usually the BDSM culture that plays by given rules,
which by the way has nothing to do with this. I did not mean to associate those two things. I don't want to get in trouble out there. I definitely know the difference between someone putting someone in a hospital and consensual adult play that gets aggressive. So save your emails.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like this young man wanted to do, and he just ran afoul of the wrong type of person, unfortunately. And I agree with Lincoln 100% that I would have PTSD when it came to the apps, because I don't think I would be on any of them at this certain point. I don't know. And I do think that there are certain things, that precautions that they can take on the app. It's not fair to blame Grindr or whomever about that, but I agree that there are certain things that they could do to prevent this type of, I'm not really 100% sure on or clear on what that would entail, but I'm not a techie, so I don't know.
I think whatever goes into making sure that pedophiles aren't trying to find kids online would be the kind of road you would go down to try and monitor or filter that. But again, this is a sex app, not Facebook.
Yeah, because people can lie. And obviously, the other guy was not going to say, I'm going to put stab wounds in the person I'm hooking up with. The other thing, though, that was interesting to me when I was reading it is they were both so young. And for White, the person that ended up in the hospital, last name White, for him to say that he wanted to try this out, he's always wanted to try being handcuffed, I think that's so valid. And we all want to try certain things. I would just say maybe don't try those with your Grindr hookup and try it with somebody that you're been having a sexual relationship with or in a safe environment that you know.
Somebody that you know it's their real name.
Or even somebody reputable, like go to a Master Joshua.
You're right.
Or someone of that
nature. Or just somebody like that you know their phone number, you know where they live, you know. But that's also part, that can be, let's be honest, part of the hot factor as well. Right? There have definitely been...
I feel called out, Lincoln.
We've all gone to a few unlocked front doors and found our way into the bedroom to have anonymous sex and leave the house.
Is it time for me to log off right now? I don't know. I'm getting a little hot over here.
But, you know, also, I just was listening to a friend on TikTok. She's a self-defense. She teaches self-defense. And she really said, for anybody, really, when you're meeting somebody that you don't know, have that buddy person that you call and tell them where you're at.
Yes,
and in this case, it may have gotten him not to be in the emergency room for as long as he had been in there. You could say, I'm going to go, because we can all get it on with somebody in, 5 minutes, really, but 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And I think if you took that advice and you set sort of a time frame, like if you don't hear from me in 45 minutes, then, you know,
send out the National Guard. Yes.
Send out the National Guard or start blowing up my phone.
The only problem with that is then everything becomes so heightened. I don't disagree with you, Stephen, but like if I had a buddy system for every time I hooked up off of Grindr, I wouldn't have any friends left. They'd be like, Stephen, find somebody else to do this with. You know what I mean? Like,
Think you could have one designated
have
person.
One buddy, and that
for some people,
that person,
that's a full-time
you could be their
job.
Buddy as well.
Yeah, Cody, will you be my buddy on this?
I will be your buddy. You can call me anytime.
A full-time job. Yeah.
Well, right. Fortunately, I don't hook. I mean, I hook up all the time, but usually it's in the bars and that sort of thing. But
with everybody watching and then you'll be fine.
Right. In a bathroom stall is usually my choice.
Yes.
To have it. But
there is something to that, by the way. I mean, there is something to being out and playing around with someone out in public in a group place that you're not in their home. They're not in your home. You know, there is something to that, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really hot and I love it. So it's usually my favorite thing. Well, all right. Be careful out there. Consider our buddy system theory. Well, okay. This other story is John Waite, Whaite. Do you guys know him? British Bake Off.
I'm not 100% familiar with him.
So he's on the Strictly Come Dancing. It's the British version of... Mm-hmm. The ballroom dancing.
Does he have the same sex partner?
The one that is that the one?
Yes, he yes, and we reported on the same sex partner, and he's also from the Great British Bake Off alum. Okay. Okay, so heartthrob John Waite, who is currently slaying the competition across the pond on the 19th season of Dancing with the Stars UK sister Strictly Come Dancing, has a few choice words for unkind commentators and internet trolls who accuse him of just being yet another Muscle Mary. And in a heartfelt open note posted to Instagram earlier today, the 32-year-old baker turned ballroom extraordinaire had a simple yet effective message for those who insist on commenting on other people and their bodies. You have no clue what another person is going through. Quote, since I started working out, I've had so many messages from members of the gay community telling me how disappointed they are with me for becoming yet another Muscle Mary. Waite began his post, I don't work out so I can post pictures of myself on Instagram. I don't work out because I feel having a muscular body shape makes me a better person. I work out because I am bulimic and because I have struggled with body dysmorphia since I was a little boy. And going to the gym is my way of keeping things under control. It allows me to feel like I have a small grip of on the rudder of my life. I mean, you've talked a lot about body throughout the years, Lincoln. What are your thoughts when people are coming for him about just being another Muscle Mary and how, you know, working out for him is sort of therapy in many ways?
I think that they're small-minded and pathetic, and he shouldn't listen to them at all. It's his body. It's his life.
Right.
And that's nothing but insecurity. And, you know, Peter and I have been walking around. We heard something the other night that was really great. We were biking up to Midtown and this taxi cut this guy off in the street, but he had nowhere to go. We were in still traffic. And the guy turned and said, this is America. Be nice.
Wow.
And both Peter and I looked at each other and we're like, you know what? They're right. This is it's about to be 2022. We've all been through hell and back. Be nice.
Be nice.
Let the guy work out. Let the guy do steroids if he wants. Let the guy dance his ass off for the rest of his life. He's on TV. You're not. Grow up. Put on your big boy pants and shut the fuck up and do something that contributes to this world.
Oh my.
Please, somebody contribute something that contributes to this world anywhere. It's very like, I'm just so tired of the Karen mentality, entitled. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what sexuality you are. I don't care how tall you are. Everyone has it. It's a worse disease than COVID. And it's ridiculous. Mm. Just shut up. We don't care.
And even if he wanted to take pictures, to take thirst trap pictures, that's his right too.
And when he said, I don't work out for pictures for Instagram. Well, you know what? If that motivates you to work out harder and take better care of yourself and look better. I like the way clothes fit. Does that mean I shouldn't lose weight? Like, shut up. You know what I mean? Like, enough.
Yeah.
Especially with a bulimia problem.
Well,
because you're going the exact opposite direction than most people's, you know, weight problem and all that. It's the same thing, different side of the coin. But if he's admitting that, come on. He gets so many kudos. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I have a friend that's an alcoholic. You know, you're always an alcoholic, right? When you have that disease. Mm-hmm. And he works out and has worked out. And working out for him is kind of keeps his ritual of staying sober. And he's really gotten in different phases of working out. Now bodybuilding. And I say whatever works for you to keep you, in his case, sober and clean, that's more power to you. I use it as therapy as well.
That's what I was going to say.
But I also use it as I want to look good for the Tags podcast social media. And I'm okay admitting that too. And I want to look good at a 50 plus year old man and show that, you know, I want to be in the best shape of my life. That's okay too. I also suffer from body image and always have. And I think so many people in our community suffer from that all the time. And so coming at people like that, just another Muscle Mary, well, like you said, maybe he is a muscle, you know, Mary, or I mean, that's such a dated term too, Muscle Mary.
But I feel like they say it more in the UK than they do.
They must. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Cody, on this?
I love that he's sharing, and I love that he used the term, you never know what people are going through. Speaking from personal experience, I fully planned on stopped working out and in my 40s. I was going to eat everything I want to eat and do all the things I denied my, oh, for sure. But my body said, hell no, you're not going to do that, because I have a form of arthritis that when I work out, it allows me, it like mitigates the symptoms of it. So I work out now because it makes my body feel better. I don't hurt when in the morning when I wake up now. So
the mobility,
you never know what people are going out of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And if there's a little thirstiness in there too, so be it. I don't mind it.
I mean, I do work hard for my body, so I am going to post some thirst traps now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you as go. You I, absolutely. Thank All you. Right. Well,
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
We have a couple people that wrote in. One, a little bit later, actually, is following up, because 2 weeks ago, we should probably start with that one, I think, because a couple weeks ago, Martin, who wrote into us, remember, he was the guy that lives in a French island, and he was asking that everybody there on the island, I'm refreshing everyone's memory, that everybody is thirsting after tall, black, six-packed abs guys, and he does not fit into that category, according to him. He says he's shorter and a little overweight and is just wondering. And so I remember it was the three of us, right? And we all had a few more questions. So he wrote back, and I love that. I love when you can talk back and you hear back. Martin says, hey, so I just listened to your advice. So Reunion Island, by the way, is in the middle of the Indian Ocean next to Madagascar. It's 10,000 kilometers from mainland France. And he said, being gay is, I said, being gay is taboo, but legally it isn't, he writes. Like I said, it is a part of France. We are in Europe, etc. So it's as safe as Paris. I have never dated anybody on the island since I've been here. And because of my job, it's too hard to leave the island, and I don't want to either. I'm originally from England, so I'm trying to be more positive about what I can offer, etc. But there is still the constant rejection, or quote, too fat, too short, too hairy. Guys are very metrosexual here, and appearance is everything. There is a gay bar in the north of the island, he writes, which is tiny, but I think it's closed due to COVID, plus too far to go have a drink, and he lives in the south. I do hook up with guys, but it's never more. I have been thinking of doing something like the 90-day fiancé and going to Madagascar to marry a guy and bring him over back to the island, he writes, which is interesting. But he said that's another story. And lastly, I'm just trying to find the rest of this because I had it here. I have to edit this, guys. Where was that ending of it? 90 Feet Fiance, and that's another story. When I travel, I meet some really interesting guys, and I'm often in the States, but it's not realistic to have a long-distance relationship. I did date a guy in the Bahamas, though, and so I guess he's just giving us more information, but
yeah.
I don't know, Cody, do you have more insight into his story and what advice you would give him? Because he does say he does have sex with guys on the island.
Yeah. Oh, now I definitely have more insight into how I would approach it. Like Lincoln said, it's all about mindset. I feel like you never know who out there is attracted to you or who until you put yourself out there. I feel like if you let the constant rejection, oh my God, this sounds kind of bad because rejection does, it can affect your mental state, but if you allow it to hinder you from actually putting yourself out there, then you lose out on possibly being able to find that perfect person for you. I never thought that I was kind of despondent about finding somebody that would, you know, appreciate me for all of my flaws and everything that I have going on over here. I'm a big old
A minute ago, a minute ago, you told us you were going to stop working out at 40 and eat whatever you wanted to.
But I found somebody that will accepts me for me and I accept him for him. And you just never know what is out there for you. So just keep a positive mind, keep a positive outlook. And I think that he will be just fine. And don't rule out long distance dating because you never know, man.
Especially when you're on an island, right?
And oh, yeah. And there's like 50
a limited island. Yeah, 50 people, and it's a certain type of island. I think you do have to expand your mindset a little bit and consider things. I'm not sure. I'm a little curious, Martin. I want to hear more about this 90-day bride, did he call it? Or groom?
90-day fiance.
What, do you guys know anything about that? I want to know.
It's a TV show.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 90 Day Fiancé is a TV show. I don't know if he's actually going to go on the TV show, which I think would be interesting.
Okay.
I don't
know. My sister in the background is nodding. Yes, it's a TV show.
I don't know if they've ever had a gay couple on 90 Day Fiancé. So I think that that would be something interesting.
I don't know. I think that is another story. And quick, yeah, I'm not sure about that. But I do think mindset is everything. And if you are, it's great that you are finding guys to have sex with on the island. And I think after one of those hookups, maybe try and linger around in bed a little bit longer and have a conversation with them and see if you can kind of, you know, if they're good enough for sex, maybe they're good for a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or watch a sunset on the island. You never know if you put it out there. And I think you need to expand your mindset a little bit about also considering dating long distance wise, because I think that will open your options up. And who's not going to want to come visit you on this beautiful island? I think it would
I want to go there, but I got a whole boyfriend. Yeah,
Lincoln, what are your thoughts? Because I feel like when you and Peter met, it wasn't like you were looking for that. No, we weren't. Right?
Correct. Well, I think this guy needs to appreciate what he is doing, much like you guys have both said. But just to narrow that thought process down, he's having sex with people in the Bahamas. He's hooking up with people from time to time. Enjoy it. Have fun. And sit down with yourself and see what you really want. What do you really want? Do you want someone who's going to be there every day, 24 hours a day, and live together, get married, maybe have a kid? That's one road. If that's what he's looking for, then that kind of has him appreciate what he's doing now differently, because he might not do it for that long, and the right person will come when he comes. It always works that way.
That's right.
It just does.
You both are great examples of Coda. You as well weren't looking for somebody at the time. I mean, you were going on dates, but like you said,
I was dating as many as I could.
You were meeting them in the park during lockdown.
And yet again, best friend that is your security blanket, it's a full-time job.
It is.
Right.
Back to that full-time job.
That's funny. Well, good luck, Martin, with that. And I think, I love that you're on this island. That sounds really beautiful. And I think, I love this advice. Let us know if that resonates with you, because I think somebody will come when you are ready. But I love the idea of reflecting on it too, on what you really want. And yeah, good luck to you. Let us know. All right. Dylan also writes in and he says, "Hey, y'all, love the show and would appreciate some advice. My boyfriend and I have been in an open relationship for almost 2 years now. Something that keeps coming up as an issue between us is his insecurity and jealousy. Even though I'm constantly complimenting him and telling him how sexy he is, he's regularly down about his looks. When he has his slutty solo adventures, I am happy and giddy to hear all about them. When I do the same, it's a gamble if he'll be enthused about it or jealous. Recently, I pointed out this double standard to him, and he was understanding and apologetic. I'd love to get that mutual joy we had from being with one another and hearing about other partners back. Any tips on how to help my boyfriend feel better about himself so we can both be our sluttiest selves again? Thanks." Sign, sluttiest self.
Goals, honey. I love the goals.
Yes. I have some thoughts on this. Cody, let's start with you. What were your thoughts? Because just what are your thoughts? And then I'll tell mine.
So I am a very jealous person as well. I don't know. It doesn't sound to me like the boyfriend is 100% comfortable. This is just my immediate reaction, my gut reaction. It doesn't sound like he's 100% comfortable with the open relationship as
I was going to say something like that too. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Yeah.
So it maybe they have to further define what it means for them to be open. Maybe they only play together. Maybe they only... They don't tell each other about the hookups that they have with other people. Maybe it will take some redefining of what an open relationship looks like for them, because it doesn't sound like he's ready to hear about you hooking up with other people. And that's coming from me, and I'm super jealous. So,
yeah, it's interesting you say that, because to me, 2 years open relationship, I think sometimes people can think that sounds like a really good idea, or might not be their story, but you might go into something because you're really into this person and you think, well, they're really into it. But I think to enter a relationship in general is always going to reflect your own issues that you have in your life. It's going to hopefully bring out the better side of you, but it's also going to bring stuff up for you. And if insecurity and jealousy are things that are working on, an open relationship may be not the way to come in on the ground floor, if you will. It's kind of down the road. And if you mask that and don't deal with that, those issues, they're just going to keep coming up. So advice for Dylan, it would be easy to say, well, just sit him down and tell him. I think Dylan can keep telling his boyfriend till he's blue in the face, oh my God, you're beautiful, you're sexy, this and that. But until the boyfriend deals with some of his underlying issues of that, or they work on it, you know, we often have some great sex and intimacy coaches on the show that, you know, I would be happy to send, you know, some references to you as well, because you kind of have to look at the root cause sometimes, because I don't know that it's going to go away anytime soon if one of you is feeling that jealousy and insecurity, if that makes sense. What were your thoughts though, Lincoln, when you heard this?
I agree with both of you. First of all, I don't think having an open relationship is as easy as some people think it is, or word on the street is that it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I have people that have been together a long time. They're open. One doesn't know what the other one is doing. They both seem as happy as possible. But me, it makes the hairs on the edge of my neck stand up, because I just know there's a lot of it seems funky and weird and sticky, and sometimes I'm not. And I thought for many, many years, oh yeah, I'm going to be open. And I've tried to have open relationships with partners I've been with, and it always blows up in my face. Mm-hmm. Any insecurity is going to be magnified. Any work you're not doing is going to be magnified. The intimacy that you guys have been working on might disappear. yeah, sure, hot, sexy, role play, all those things are great. But the moment you open that door, and some people are not into that. They're not built for that. It doesn't work for them. So exercises to convince someone or to train someone to be better with it, with their own insecurities as well, just the act of having an open relationship with or without seeing it in front of you, it's a hard skill to have if it's just not who you are.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. Like when people say he's not ready for that, well, maybe he'll never be ready for that. And
that's
are you
okay.
really aspiring to be ready to open your relationship when you're just forming a relationship? I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Are we setting that up as a goal from the get-go? And other people are like, you know, back in the day when I would go to Berghain and I would go to MAL and, you know, they're sure, that's part of the game. But I didn't see a lot of stable Mabel relationships in that setting all the time. Like some seem to work. Some people are still together. Not necessarily my gig. And I know who I am.
I think it definitely can work too.
It can.
As well. Certain people, and we've talked about non-binary people on the show. And the thing I've constantly heard about those types of relationships are communication. Like you have to really be... check in with each other. The when you layer more people into the relationship or the parameters are expanded more, it requires more thoughtful conversations about everything, not simply hearing about each other's escapades. Although I agree with Dylan, that can be really hot if you two are on the same page, but that's after the fact. That's kind of like the icing of being in an open relationship when you're cool with that. But really the communication on checking in with each other, I think has to be really, at least from all the non-binary relationships I've heard from before, those parameters and they may change throughout the time. So what was working 2 years ago may not be working last year or this year because we're all changing. And so it just requires even that much more thoughtful communication and checking in with each other. And it's not bad to have check in with the sex and intimacy coach if there's so many great resources out there that often don't cost a lot of money as well. There's workshops and so forth, and I can certainly put you in contact with that. But I think, yeah, really thoughtfully checking in, I think, is going to be the way to keep making this last, because I just think this is always going to come up. Don't you think, Cody, life coach?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Also, I feel like Dylan's boyfriend maybe should go into a little bit of therapy, do a little bit of self-work on his self-image, because it sounds to me, in the message that was sent to us, that he sees that his Dylan going out and being with other men is a reflection on his own self-image, if that makes sense.
Right, because we talked about jealousy, but then he also talked about his looks. And
exactly.
Those are slightly different, right?
Yeah, so they feel like there's a bunch of layers here that probably need to be peeled back. He needs to, I feel like therapy would be good, couples therapy would be good, and then they can work out and whatever works for them. And I think Lincoln had a great, great point saying that people should be comfortable with whatever type of relationship they are equipped to be in and not aspire to be anything other than what they're comfortable with.
I like that. Very
yes.
clear and concise. Yes. Very nice. All right, you guys. Let us know, Dylan, if that helped. And you know, you can always ask for sex and relationship advice. We'll give you our best that we've got. Weigh in, and we're always here for you. You can DM us at Tags Podcast on Instagram. All right. Well, since it's Thanksgiving week, we thought we'd end with a couple round robins of just what we're thankful this particular year. I mean, last year was the holiday that really didn't happen, and for many of
us.
I'm going away. I'm in Puerto Vallarta, so I'll just start things off. I am so thankful. I managed to come to Puerto Vallarta 3 times in 2021
Ooh.
For my 50th. again in the spring, and here I am, and in the ending of the fall here, and just loving it. I'm so thankful to be back here, and then back with my family in the Bay Area for Thanksgiving this week, and didn't have that last year, so it's a really big year to be thankful. Lincoln, what are you thankful for? What's one of the things?
Well, I'm really thankful that Peter and I are still together and doing really well with no drama, which is really good. And I'm very thankful that the bakery is still going, even though it's evolving into kind of a different business where I am more hands-on, and I like it. I'm grateful for that, as well as having a new position at a gym called Temple Fitness, of being a group fitness director, because I used to do that a long time ago, and that opportunity opened up about 14 weeks ago, and I took that position, and all of a sudden I'm running group fitness for 4 locations in New York, soon to be 5, and some in Florida and 2 in Puerto Rico. And I get to talk to people about fitness and instructors and members and new class ideas like pole and stuff like that. So it's fun. I'm very grateful that I'm so busy and kind of firing on all cylinders.
Very nice. Love great. That. Cody, what are you thankful for this season?
Well, I'm thankful for the shade of you sending, putting me last so I couldn't leave early. I appreciate that.
Okay.
No, but seriously, I'm thankful for, first of all, meeting my boyfriend during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's so good. And so he's such a blessing and such an added bonus to my life, and I love it. And I'm thankful for all of my family and my friends that are like family, you guys included. Aww. And so thank you guys for always being there, making me smile. And I'm really, really thankful for not more than what I already mentioned, because oh my goodness, but also glad to be back making music, and I'm the promise of a new day, like Paula Abdul said.
Okay, Paula. I love that. And I want to also thank our listeners. In this particular last year, you guys have really reached in, often with my encouragement, to DM us. We love giving sex and relationship advice and weighing in. It really lets us know that you hear us and we hear you back. And so that interconnectedness that the show has really evolved to as we head towards a fifth year coming in February 2022. So really thankful for all of our listeners and for my co-hosts, of course. Well, happy Thanksgiving, guys, because I won't
happy
talk to
Thanksgiving.
You.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. May it be a blessed one for all. And little side note, we are off from Tags Live this Wednesday, Cody and I, as the show drops on Thanksgiving. So we know you'll be hopefully stuffing
eating
yourself with something.
I love it.
And on that note, you can always follow my co-host, follow Lincoln at Mad Lincoln on Instagram or on his Protein Bakery at Protein Bakery. Follow him there. Follow Cody. He's a life coach at KMD Coaching. And of course, his personal account, Mr. Maurice. And like I said, follow us at Tags Podcast. Have a great holiday, you guys.
Same to you.
And in the meantime,
more than the turkey. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. And in the meantime, continue having
Hot gay sex.
Yes.
Yes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.